Jim Elliott and four other missionaries, Nate Saint, Ed McCauley, Peter Fleming, and Roger Udarian, were seeking to reach out to a fierce Ecuadorian tribe known as the Alcas when those same Indians turned on them. But Jim's widow, Elizabeth, surprised many when she and her young daughter, Valerie, lived there with the same tribe for 2 years, helping them learn about the love and forgiveness found in Jesus Christ. On Gateway to Joy, Elizabeth Elliott shares with you the lessons learned through that and many other events in her remarkable journey. Thanks for joining us for Gateway to Joy. Here's Elizabeth Elliott.
You are loved with an everlasting love. That's what the Bible says, and underneath are the everlasting arms. This is your friend, Elizabeth Elliott, talking with you today about the fear of the Lord. We have been discussing doubt. Doubt and fear are certainly related. They are distinct in some ways, and I'm going to be talking for the next few days about fear. But I want to begin by discussing this major topic of the fear of the Lord, and I would recommend to you that it would make a wonderful Bible study if you will go through all the places where the fear of the Lord is spoken of and notice what the fear of the Lord accomplishes. I'm going to give you some of those today. The book that we have been talking about and using some excerpts from during this month is A Lamp for My Feet. It's a book of meditations that have come out of my own quiet time. I do keep a journal, not every day, but I try to force myself from time to time to articulate in simple words on paper something that I believe God has been teaching me from His Word. This is a good spiritual exercise. It's a good discipline. It's a good way to make myself concentrate, and it's also very strengthening to my faith to read back over some of the lessons that God has taught me. So I would certainly suggest to any of you who are wondering what to do in your quiet time and how to make it a little bit more lasting and stick in your mind and apply to your life more effectively, I would recommend that you try keeping a spiritual journal. And you might want to get the book, A Lamp for My Feet, just in order to see the kind of thing that I'm talking about. These are very short meditations, most of them less than a page. But that's what it came out of. In the scripture, I have counted up at least 70 times where the phrase fear God occurs, or fear the Lord. And there are 65 fear nots. So it's very important that we do learn to fear God in order to learn not to fear anything else. Fear God and fear nothing else. In Exodus, the 20th chapter and the 20th verse, Moses said, "Do not be afraid. God has come only to test you, so that the fear of Him may remain with you and keep you from sin." So the people stood at a distance while Moses approached the dark cloud where God was. This 20th chapter of Exodus contains the Ten Commandments. And you remember that when Moses received the Ten Commandments, he had to go away from the people and up onto the mountain to meet God. And as they stood at the foot of the mountain, Mount Sinai was smoking because the Lord had come down to it in fire. And the smoke went up like the smoke of a kiln. Any of you that have seen the smoke of a kiln know that it's a pretty dramatic plume of smoke. And the people were terrified. And the sound of the trumpet grew ever louder. And whenever Moses spoke, God answered him in a peal of thunder. I have no doubt that one of the reasons why God gave His commandments to the people in this context of thunder and smoke and fire was to emphasize the solemnity and the seriousness of what He had to say and of who He was. And so when Moses had finished giving them the Ten Commandments, Then the people saw again how it thundered and the lightning flashed, and they heard the trumpet sound, and they saw the mountain smoking, and they trembled and stood at a distance. And they said, "Speak to us yourself," said this to Moses, "and we will listen. But if God speaks to us, we will die." And Moses said, "Do not be afraid." Now, isn't it interesting that in the same reply that Moses gives to the people, he starts out by saying, "Don't be afraid," and then he goes on to say, "God has come to test you so that the fear of him may remain with you and keep you from sin." If you're anything like me, you look around at some of the appalling things that are happening in our world today. You hear the stories of the things that are happening to some of your closest friends, some of the best Christians you know. You hear about what people are doing and seemingly getting away with, and you wonder what is happening. Well, I'll tell you one of the things that's happening, I'm convinced. It's that people have lost the fear of God. When I hear some of the things that people who call themselves Christians are doing, I want to say, doesn't it scare them? What do they tell themselves when they wake up in the middle of the night and think of God? Do they realize that God watches every single thing they do and knows every thought they think? I was reared in a home where the fear of God was very real. And we need to get back to that, to restore the fear of the Lord. And I believe that all of our lives is a learning just this, learning to fear him and fear nothing else. I imagine that many of you could make a long list of things that you're afraid of besides God. Would you say that you are more afraid of the loss of money, the loss of your health, the loss of your loved ones, than you are afraid of God? Something needs to give then, doesn't it? In Psalm 147:11, we read that his pleasure is in those who fear him. It pleases God for us to fear him. In 2 Corinthians 5, we read, we must all have our lives laid open before the tribunal of Christ, where each must receive what is due to him for his conduct in the body, good or bad. With this fear of the Lord before our eyes, we address our appeal to men. To God our lives lie open. Proverbs 19:23, the fear of the Lord is life. Proverbs 22:4, the fruit of humility is the fear of the Lord. Proverbs 9:10, the first step to wisdom is the fear of the Lord. Some of you are homeschooling your children. I congratulate you. I encourage you. I applaud you. My daughter is homeschooling 4 children this year. And I know that she bases her homeschooling on this verse. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, the first step to wisdom. And they begin their school sessions in the morning with Bible reading and prayer. The fear of the Lord is to hate evil. The fear of the Lord prolongs our days. A strong man who trusts in the fear of the Lord will be a refuge for his sons. There's another interesting phrase. The strong man who trusts in the fear of the Lord is a refuge for his sons. Am I speaking to some fathers out there? Are you a refuge for your sons? Do your sons trust you, lean on you, come to you for advice, confide in you? Perhaps you're not as strong a refuge as you'd like to be because you haven't trusted in the fear of the Lord. Ask God to restore that fear. Training in wisdom, departure from evil, consecration. These are all results of the fear of the Lord. In Romans 3, Paul talks about some of the evil in his world, and he says, the fear of God does not enter their thoughts. In 2 Corinthians, Paul says, in the fear of God, we complete our consecration. We want to be holy. We want to be like Jesus. We can't do it if we have no fear of God, no respect, no awe in the presence of His holiness, no abject sense of need. We are to submit to one another in the fear of the Lord. Not saying, I'm as good as you are. Not saying, who do you think you are? But we submit to those whom God has put over us in the fear of the Lord. And that goes for us wives, doesn't it? Submission to our husbands because they hold an office assigned by God. If we fear God, we will submit to those He has put over us, as to the Lord. In Ecclesiastes 12:13, fear God and obey His commands. There is no more to a man than this. Ask the question, what is a man? What constitutes a real man? There's the answer. Fear God and obey His commands. For God brings everything we do to judgment and every secret, whether good or bad. In 1 Peter we read, if you say our Father to the one who judges every man impartially on the record of his deeds, you must stand in awe of Him while you live out your life on earth. May God give us the grace to recognize our position before Him who made the worlds. The fear of the Lord is a fountain of life. God bless you.
Anything if offered to God can and will become your gateway to joy. Join us next time for more encouragement and challenge from Elizabeth Elliott. This has been a production of the Bible Broadcasting Network.